It is the Riot Podcast. Hi.
Happy Fat Tuesday, everybody. Woo! Yay, yay, yay.
So Nikki and I were talking about our fat lunch options, and we think we may have settled on something.
Yeah. Too shocking, right? Us talking about settling on lunch plans.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I think it's the only reason I even come in.
Just to do that.
You know, we don't go to lunch every day, but I feel like on the days... I feel like because we don't go to lunch every day, we've really started getting way more intense about our actual lunches we go
when
on.
We do, yeah. And we're very excited about it.
Yeah, well,
that's
today I'm
100%
excited.
True.
I'm excited about
but
today.
But it is Fat Tuesday. For some, you might have poonchkis. We talk about that a few times. But to others, it's just a normal day.
Yeah. Let's see. In the podcast, you're going to hear about SpaceX, which is something I'm genuinely excited about, which is super nerdy, but I really am.
You know, it's nice to hear you genuinely excited about something, though.
I just think it's cool. The Nintendo Pro Controller, Angelina Jolie.
She's got big lips.
The Oscars, Middle Earth, a new game. And let's see, Star Trek, nursing, YouTube videos. That's everything.
There's the list.
Yep, that's the podcast for today. Oh, guys, don't forget that this Thursday night, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, that The Riot is going to be live on YouTube and Facebook Live.
You might just be a podcast listener, but you never realized we actually host a morning show on Radio U.
Yes.
And it's our anniversary. So on Thursday, you can watch us host a live show where you can actually watch it. Yep. And that'll be on Radio U Riot on Facebook. That's our page and our YouTube page, Radio U Riot. So go ahead and subscribe early so you're set for Thursday. And then those should just send you notifications when you want to watch.
Okay. And then on Friday, it's Radio U Shirt Day. So, hey, if you have some Radio U gear, you can wear that.
Including
take a
Riot
picture.
Shirts.
That totally works.
We've had some ones in the past.
And then post it on your various social medias and then tag Radio U in those or use hashtag Radio U. We would absolutely love to see that happen. I will tell you that the spring fundraiser is coming up, which is what makes this all possible. And on your trip to finding a Radio U shirt, there are options in the spring fundraiser. You'll miss this Radio U Shirt Day, but it will provide you with a shirt.
We got a lot going on.
We do.
It's getting to be a busy time.
It is.
So enjoy the podcast while it's a little quieter, just Poonchki Day.
Yeah, it is The Riot.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Many of us feel like miracles don't happen. They're not real. But I just want you to know that I think every day the fact that any of us make it anyway is pretty much is pretty much a miracle. Like, well, that's a pretty big claim.
It's a broad just statement.
Really sweeping, like big sweeping statements here, bro.
Is that the day today we're making sweeping statements?
Well, here's what I saw today that just blew my mind. So I'm driving in. And Nikki and I drive in the dark. That's just the nature of what we do. And I look over next to me, in the car next to me, the guy has his Kindle, like Paperwhite, out on the dashboard.
Yeah, propped up.
Just propped
there.
Up. And he's smoking and not looking at the road. He's just smoking and looking at his Kindle and driving. And I just thought, my God.
How do we make it?
It's not. The real miracle is any of us making it anywhere at all. This guy does this every day.
That's his commute.
He does that every day. On his commute, he reads his Kindle, pays no attention to the road. We are going 70 miles an hour. He's not exactly driving a bullet. Like, bullets go faster, but I gotta tell you, his car has way more mass than a bullet does, okay? So, equally as destructive, maybe more.
Yeah.
And we happen to be headed in the same direction. Until he sneezes or until he reaches down, you know.
A particularly bad part of the book.
Right. He's irritated by the book. He's got coffee in one hand, a cigarette in the other. And he's like, well, how the blankety blank am I supposed to change the... Here, I'll put my coffee on the dashboard, reach down, and oops, all dead now. I'm in awe of it. Like, I'm just in awe of what I saw. Somebody... It's funny, but it makes somebody texting seem reasonable.
Yeah.
Which is not. It's not reasonable. It's not safe.
You get a lot of people are like, people don't really text that much or they're not as dangerous in the car. But if you really take a good look at what people do in their commute, It's amazing.
I'm blown away.
And not a good amazing.
No, it's not. And I mean, one of the things that kind of blew my mind, I don't have the correct statistic here, but I saw one the other day where it was like, if you're traveling 60 miles an hour, in the 2 seconds you've looked at your phone, you've traveled, it's like 120 feet or something like that. And when you put it into that perspective, because you're like, well, it's a minute or two, but when you think about it or a second or two, when you think about it in distance, that's crazy.
Yeah, you just won't be able to stop.
How long you weren't paying attention. And here I am like, man, I want to load a podcast, but I should look at my phone. And this guy's like,
Mom,
and
reading.
Then Mr. Darcy said, he's 5 chapters in, like, oh my gosh.
And to us, it's like, you'd think, oh, I'll get an audiobook. No, he's just reading.
Yeah, he's been telling people about the books he reads on his commute.
And people think he's doing audiobooks.
They just assume it's an audiobook.
Nope.
It's not.
It's the thing.
It's all on his Kindle.
Yeah. Which he's reading from while driving and smoking at the same time.
I'm blown away. I mean, quite frankly, if he had a hot plate in the seat next to him, I couldn't be any more surprised than I am right now.
You're right within the sweeping statement of how are we all even here? How do we make it in this commute?
Do any of us make it ever?
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
We've had the Switch for about a week now. Played a lot of Zelda, and we're going to be doing some Riot Control on that. Actually, I have the papers that tell me when I can.
There's lots of details that he has to follow.
I have to make sure that I got to look on the date, but I will tell you that like sometime this week we're going to do that. So there's that. But I decided that I wanted to grab the Nintendo Switch Pro Controller. And that is their... Basically, it looks like an Xbox controller, but it's for the Nintendo Switch.
Is that the one that has the battery pack on it or something? Or?
It does, but it looks very different from like what the pack-in controller looks like. It's supposed to, the battery they say on that's supposed to last between 50 and 70 hours is what it said. That's kind of amazing. And on top of that, the price tag matches that very long battery life.
Does it now?
$70.
For that?
Hang on there, Tex.
whoa.
Let's pull back the reins just a tad.
Now, okay, I'm going to say this, and I mean this nicely.
I want you to say it.
So the Switch, to me, still is different than, say, a PlayStation and an Xbox.
Okay.
It is. And so I feel like...
If you saw it plugged into a TV, you probably wouldn't make...
No. I feel like the games they offer, just some of the stuff, it's maybe not as... I'm not as willing investing in the accessories.
The infrastructure.
Maybe as much as I would for a console that maybe you would spend a little bit more hours on.
Sure.
For perhaps, you know, your controller being more comfortable or for, you know, a different size with it. So I feel like 70 is a lot to ask for a console that maybe is not your main one that you're using for the longer sessions.
Now, if I was dealing in cash, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But I had 2 games to trade and I decided to go to a place where they trade and they were offering extra credit on your trade. So I thought, well, this is just an even trade up, whatever. I'm going to do it. And I went in, and I kind of assumed that it was probably too late for me to try to pre-order one. Me getting one on launch day at this point.
Controllers?
Yeah. I imagine that's just not going to happen. And the level of condescension that I encountered when I went in to talk about it.
Like, you mean, why would you think you could?
Well, it's just like, oh, so you think you can...
They actually get mad at you, like... You know, you come in and how dare you even ask?
Well, and the guy was like, you'd be lucky to find one of those within 100 miles. And I, you know, it was one of those moments where, like, you don't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to go, like, I've got one at my house right now.
I just want this controller.
I just want a controller.
That's it. Like, have you seen my video? It's my unboxing.
Could you, like, it was just one of those moments where it's like, look, I don't want to come in here and talk down to you. Like, maybe you could not talk down to me. Maybe the two of us as equals could talk about whether or not you have any of these controllers still available for pre-order. And if the answer is no, what you could do is just tell me no and say, like, you know, demand is really high, so it's going to be kind of hard to get. But instead, you practically laughed at me. I was like, you won't find that within 100 miles. And it was just like...
Thank you. Thank you for talking down to me.
Well, that's exciting because I needed a dramatic answer instead of just...
An answer.
Yeah. It's good.
No,
thank you.
I won't. We all have experienced that. Isn't that great? Thanks, guy.
It was just one of those moments where I thought, I don't ever want to come in here again.
And I hate you, and I don't like you.
Well, hate's a strong word, Nikki.
Well, sometimes we have strong emotions.
You know what? It's an emotion.
It's an emotion.
It's not a reaction to facts.
It might not last forever, but in that heat of that moment.
I just smiled and said, hey, guys, thanks for your time. I hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
And then I walked out, so... But I don't have a pre-order on that.
Well, you couldn't get one for like 100 miles.
I drove 100 miles and couldn't get one.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
So, it looks like for those of you that are really interested again, that my computer's crashing.
He doesn't have the details anymore.
You know what? Screw
now,
it.
This Wait, is how no. you can see if your memory's going.
Screw it. Let's go. It's going?
Going well.
It hasn't even come here yet. Like, I don't have a memory for anything. I got excited about something yesterday, and I know I get it. Like, not a lot of people are excited about this, but I am fascinated by this. Yesterday, Elon Musk from SpaceX, they announced...
Tesla, yeah.
Yeah. They announced that they are sending two people to the moon. Now, they are not going to land on the moon, but basically, they are going to go orbit the moon and come back.
Doesn't that sound like a great time?
No, but think about how crazy that is. That is history-making stuff, because this is not NASA. This is not a government.
Yeah.
This is a commercial entity, a private entity, that is going to send a manned flight to the moon. Excuse me. I've got everything together. I'm fine.
Really seems like it.
But, like, that is incredible. That, like, these are private citizens just
going
taking
up
a
to
flight
the
to the moon. That, I'm telling you, that is huge. Because when you think about the implications for where that could take our society, that commercial space flight, which I know it's kind of a thing now, but I mean, like, really? All the way to the moon? It's nuts. And they say they're doing it next year.
I call no way on
you
that.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, anybody can say that they're going to, but...
Okay, I mean, now that's fair. I mean, anyone can say...
The Riot is going to orbit moon, but we're not really. So I bet you one day they will, but I don't think it'll be that soon.
Yeah. Okay, well, they say that the two people that are going, they've already been selected.
Sure they have.
And that... No. See, this is where...
And they're actually ready?
They've paid to go.
The money's been taken out of their account?
I guess. So they say that they actually, like, they haven't announced who they are yet, but they have actually paid a large sum of money.
To go up.
To be the two people that are going to go take this flight. So, man, that's crazy and cool. And, like, what's the internet like up there? And, okay, let's say, I mean, it takes a couple days to get to the moon.
Sure.
Like, it's not like, lift off and we're there. Like, no, it takes time. So, do you think... And I'm completely serious about this, but like, do you think they're going to take like an iPad or something?
Probably so.
Like, do you watch a movie? And I'll tell you what, you're
no,
not.
No, you're in the movie.
Well, I know, but like, even while you're busy in the movie, you got some downtime.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be filming, talking with you a lot, you know, interviews, that
but they
sort
don't
of stuff.
See, the thing is, like, they don't have to do any of that. They're paid passengers on a flight.
To just
they
enjoy the ride?
They can just be like, oh, do you want to do the science experiment for the kids at the school? No, I don't have to. This ain't no government plane.
You're right. Yeah, that's true. That's where it is different.
They can just do whatever the heck they want. But I'm just.
But if you're spending all that money, it's not like, well, I'm going to take a nap. Just let me know when we're there.
You got to sleep. I mean, because the thing is, if you don't sleep on the way, when you get there, you'll be like, oh, I missed the whole thing. I slept through the moon.
I slept through the moon. Can we go one more time?
Like, can we orbit again? Because, like, I was, like, sleeping.
I was so tired. I didn't sleep a lot before we took off because I was nervous, all that stuff. And now, you know, the lull of the spaceship just puts you right to sleep.
Yeah. I feel like the return trip to Earth would be the terrifying part where you're like, well, now we have to do that landing thing. And just to be clear, all landings from space are pretty much crash landings. I mean, I guess
it's
some of them are.
Just a controlled one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I know.
The parachute comes out. Hope it's... Dude, that's the part.
I'm not signing it. Let me tell you, when they announce the two people that are going to
it's not us.
At all.
Man, I feel like a great question is, like, what, on your way to the moon, what movie would you watch? And don't say Apollo 13, because that's not true. That's not what you're watching.
I'd want a light comedy, something.
So?
Maybe a show, not a movie.
Okay.
Like, you could binge watch the whole thing.
Well, I mean, it's not like you got a whole lot to do up there on the flight. You're just
tucked
in for 3 days.
Well, that'll make things feel like you're moving forward. if you're getting through the shows.
Okay.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Did you see what Facebook said? They said that when you look at their reaction emojis that you can do, like where you can like, or you can heart, or you can wow, or sad,
like,
or angry.
Like, love, ha ha, yay, wow, sad, angry.
You don't have to give the whole list.
Well, that was it, though. It was a small list.
I was dancing around the list. And
oh,
you were
just
like, you know what?
We're just giving the list.
I'm just going straight through.
Hey, sad. Sad face.
You know, I know I am sad.
So, no, me, sad face.
I'm sad because of
sad
the
face.
Lack of appreciation of any of our artistic.
What? Angry. Angry face.
Well, you know what? I can't. There's no dislike button, so I can't talk about it. So they say of all those things, the heart emoji is the one that people choose the most? Really?
Since it's been released, the heart or the reaction emojis have been used over 300 billion times. And yes, the heart, the love one is the most used.
Is that more? It's used more than like?
Yeah. Well, no. Since it's been released. I mean, obviously, you can't go since the history of Facebook.
I get that, but I just want you to know that the heart, I feel like, is the one I probably see the least.
Really?
Yeah, which, you know, probably just tells you.
It just varies on what you see posting-wise. I mean, granted, if coming off election year, I think probably the heart one was not used the most.
Permanent sad.
I would see maybe wow, sad, or angry for a lot of people's postings.
Yeah, no, I don't see the love thing very often. In fact, I always hesitate to even use it myself because, and I know it just feels like, I'll just say it, it feels a little too effeminate to me. Like,
or affectionate?
If one of my guy friends posts something and I'm like, hey, I love that. It's like, you don't love it. Okay, you like it.
But not love it?
You don't love it.
The love reaction accounts for more than half of the reactions people used on Facebook this year. That includes this, the normal like, which a lot of people go for.
On Christmas Day, the love reaction was also, like on a single day, the most used emoji. It was all about love.
Well, and just also Christmas Day is the highest number of reaction used on a post out of the entire year. So Christmas Day is the most.
Everybody's on. I will say that I did a lot of social
media-ing. Whoa.
I did a lot of that on Christmas. I love that because you get to see all your distant friends.
Between that and like usually your birthday is when you use it the most.
Yeah, birthdays are fun on social media because everybody says happy birthday. Even those enemies we were talking about earlier, they'll give you a happy birthday.
Now, the company or the countries that they say are the top ones for using the reactions, you have Mexico and Chile. Those are included in the top three. So there you go.
Okay. So do you feel like we need more?
Of the reactions?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
I feel like that's enough.
I think it covers most of it. A lot of times the reactions came about, the sad ones were added because so many people, if you'd post something that was more emotional or more sad on Facebook, it wasn't really appropriate to like it.
Yeah, no, totally.
So then when opening up to the sad options, that was a nice feature to be able to show someone the appropriate response to it. But yeah, the love one is used the most, the heart.
I'm so lazy. I pretty much just click like, that's it.
If
can
you remember
even be
to do
bothered
that.
To do that. Because I got to tell you what, that's a lot of effort.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Coffee and contemplation.
And the Riot. Obviously. Radio U.
If you're like me, you often start the day with a very, very simple question, and that is, what would Angelina Jolie do?
That's a good one.
What would she do?
I really think it'll help you figure out your day.
Has she, like, made a movie or anything in a long time?
Not one I don't think that's been, like, a...
Maybe one that's lowbrow enough for us to enjoy.
Yes. There's certain types of movies, one side of it to where it might be critically acclaimed, or not even that, but just... Not a blockbuster.
Yeah, I need something that... Oh, she was in Maleficent. There you go.
That's been a long time, hasn't it?
It's been 2 years. I've seen that.
I think more than two years.
Okay, you know what? You're right. It'll be 3 years this summer. Mm. So it was 2014. So, all right. Well, there you go. That's something.
There, yeah.
And you all remember how much you enjoyed Salt.
Which one was Salt?
That was 7 years ago. I don't... Something about
a gun. And
there was a gun in it.
A person. Yeah. Okay.
And like someone who was really good at shooting stuff. And she did the... Oh, she does the voice of Tigress in Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's the one where she would shoot the gun in a circle or whatever? And at the end, was that Salt where it's like, you know, the...
Sure.
I made hand gestures, but you guys can't see that on the radio.
Wait. Remember when they were all in the circle
and they had to kill all the bad guys
I think that was Wanted.
Wanted. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's not a good movie.
No one was saying that it was.
It was that whole thing where it's like, it was her and...
the one guy.
And they could bend bullets. That was their ancient tradition of bending bullets.
James McAvoy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Boy, it had great trailers, though, didn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. We can say that about a lot of things.
What about Angelina Jolie?
Well, Angelina Jolie, Nikki, she... like, there's this footage here that's making its way around. BBC World News did some kind of thing with her, and she eats bugs.
Yeah.
So you can watch her showing her kids how to cook, and then she eats a tarantula. And I just want to say that there's a lot of things I can take. There's a lot of things I can even joke about. But this photo of her just straight up eating a tarantula, you know what I am? I'm completely out.
Don't even want to hear about it.
I'm 100% out. Like, I'm not even like a little out, and maybe one day I'll come back around. No. I'm out. And scientists keep saying, like, oh, eating bugs is the wave of the future.
Well,
that's where we're all headed.
That's the protein that we should be looking at.
Right. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you what. As soon as beef becomes... See?
I hate the legs. It's the legs that really get me the most.
Okay. All right, look. Like, let's take a hamburger, for example. You completely disconnect the fact that, you know, cow and hamburger. You're not connecting those two things. You know why? Because a burger doesn't look anything like a cow. Angie over here is just picking up... the spider, and it's still spider.
Well,
they just freaking cook it, and then they're just like.
They were saying in the article in the interview that you start with crickets, and then you just kind of move your way up, and before you know it, you're eating bugs. Mealworms too; those are gross.
Man, I just gotta chill. Like, I can take a lot of things, but I gotta chill right now.
I get freaked out, you know, like the big butt of the spider or whatever, and you're just. You're just eating it, and then it's just there.
Here's the thing.
Nasty.
Here's the thing.
I'm closing out.
I don't want to go places where they do this. I'm like, learn from their ancient culture. I'm like, no, I learned from one, and I like it better because, like, we eat cows and chickens.
You're just not doing that.
I don't.
So even on this Fat Tuesday, when people gorge themselves on whatever... You don't think it's going to be on any spiders?
Crickets and a beer, and then you move up to tarantulas because you're drunk. That's why.
People like crickets. They say it's the easy one to get into.
Well, yeah, they say you can eat a bag of crickets just like they're chips.
You could just eat chips.
See? I don't have to eat like they're chips. I'm just going straight to the chips.
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
So the Oscars were Sunday night, and a lot of you didn't watch them. In fact, the Oscars hit an 8-year low when it came to their ratings on Saturday night. They did have... Well, you know what? That's not entirely true. They hit 34 million. Well, yeah, do the math. And then in 2008, they were at 32 million.
During the peak times or?
No. Yes. So that's the
highest moment they've got.
That's not great.
Sure.
From their perspective, they would have liked to have seen more people tuning in for Oscar goodness. But people were kind of tuning out. Now, we don't know for sure, but speculation is that the highly politicized, blah, 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 whatever, people just didn't want to hear all of the politics. That's sure. what the speculation has been. But there is another thing that I looked at that also I think might be a reason why. The Hollywood Reporter, with people called the National Research Group, they did some research on the American public, and here's what they found. 60% of Americans could not name one Best Picture nominee.
Oh, from this year?
60%.
That's a lot.
Could not name one. Now, of course, statistics, blah, 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 whatever. But that's the number that they're fronting.
That's normally how it is. It's not the bigger movies that are released during the year that get the Best Picture nomination.
But, well,
or sometimes, a lot of like, nominations.
Sometimes it is, though. I mean, you look at different years where there were movies that were a little more popular or at least came from directors that you were more familiar with, and they may have been, you know, a little more interested in them. But, dude, to think that 60% of Americans couldn't name one
of them.
And then you look at a ratings low. Maybe it wasn't politics. Maybe people just weren't interested in the movies that were up for grabs.
We were watching some of the acceptance speeches just casually in the studio yesterday. And when you watch it, I don't know. It's like, do they think they're being humble when giving certain speeches? But yet, when you're on the other end listening to them, it comes off as the opposite of humble.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the part that annoys me, where you're just watching. You're like, okay, fine. It's not even a movie you care about. And to kind of have to sit through all of that, I feel like they could be a little bit more congratulating everybody that's involved. Not like just all the movies, but just like everybody within making that movie that they're celebrating.
Yeah. I have a hard time with the Oscars because I love movies. Like, I genuinely love, I love going to the movies. I love watching movies. But when the Oscars get together and it's so self-important, I look at it and go, hey, I really like the movies, but I don't feel like they're as important as you guys do. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean, of course, you think that the thing you dedicate your life to doing, you think that's important. And that's the part I get, but it's more than that. It's the kind of demand of self-importance, like, everybody stop. We are so important. You don't understand how important it is. And it's like, you know what? For the most part, I typically sit down, give you guys an hour or two of my time, and then I'm done.
I'll watch something else. I'm fine.
Yeah, like it. Yeah, I struggle with that just a tad. Like, I like it, but I don't like it that much.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Hey, did you guys hear about Shadow of War?
Oh, whatever that is.
Well, we...
It's great.
Whatever it is.
Okay. It sounds impressive, though.
Well, we almost talked about it yesterday. Target, I believe it was, they had a little leak. How embarrassing. You should plug that. Clean up your mess. Of this. And then yesterday, an official trailer was released for Middle Earth Shadow of War. It is the sequel to Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor, which was a really good game, guys. Those were the good times.
How long ago was that game out?
I want to say it'll be 2 years this fall, I think, because I want to say I got it for my birthday and I got it for the Xbox One, and I got the Xbox One a year after it had come out, and it'll be 3 years old this year, I think. Can somebody do the maths for me? I don't have it all, but...
Just look it up and tell us.
I don't know. So I think that it's been 2 years. They say that on March 8th, they'll have a gameplay trailer that you'll be able to see. Because right now, they just have an announcement trailer. It's all CGI, mm-hmm. and it looks awesome. And then they say they'll show you gameplay, and then the game comes out on August 22nd.
Look at that.
That's great.
Perfect.
Because normally, what do you do? I mean, you get the new Madden game, which comes out usually in August. and then you start getting games again. But a game like this feels like something more like something they would release like late in the season.
But you're getting a little bit earlier.
This will be an August game.
Well, isn't that great?
August, Nikki.
There's been nothing happy to look at today.
Look at that.
Well, it's Fat Tuesday, so there's some stuff. But
there's some fatness out there.
But you've got this announcement, this leak that came out.
Yeah, so the story is, well, no, it's official now. The official announcement eventually hit yesterday. But what they're saying, like, it looks cool. So Celebrimbor, who was in the first game, he was the one responsible for forging the Ring of Power with Sauron.
Mm-hmm.
He's helping you forge another Ring of Power.
And this is called...
Well, this is called Shadow of War.
Shadow of War.
The sequel to Shadow of Mordor, which is kind of like war, but not exactly. So, yeah. I am excited.
I can tell.
About that. I'll sign up for that. And if you like Lord of the Rings at all, just the trailer is cool. It's very, well, it's very Lord of the Rings because it happens in the Lord of the Rings universe.
I mean, that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
So they hit it.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
good one.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
So it's come to this. I have a refrigerator because I don't, you know, shop fresh every day. There are some things that I need to keep cool. And that refrigerator is broken now. Now, I went home with a lot of confidence yesterday because...
Oh, you can fix it. You're very handy.
I can be, because between YouTube, as we were just talking... And,
where we learn all the most stuff.
and a little bit of work, like typically a lot of things you can fix on your own. I'm just going to, as a complete side note to what we're talking about, tell you that if you're undertaking a project,
yes,
and you're using a YouTube video,
yes,
watch the entire video first.
And to see the edits, to see if time has passed between said things.
Because I watched a video one time where a guy made something look really easy, and I just paused it while I caught up with him. And then right there, I didn't know it was an edit, and I watched that the sun had gone down and he was still...
Still
unable to fix the thing that he was working on. I thought, oh gosh, I've let this guy talk me into a terrible thing.
And if you work in repair stuff, you're like, you know, we will preface with the fact that it might not be fixed. You might need to call somebody in.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're really doing.
So last night I went in with my like semi-YouTube-ish knowledge, and I thought maybe I can do something here.
Fix the fridge and the freezer.
There were two things that could have been broken that I know that I could have fixed, and I can't. They're broken. But I want you to zero in on what Nikki just said there. Sometimes you got to call somebody in. You know what I'm saying?
What's the line that we always say? So you got to know when to fold them.
You got to know when to fold them, Nikki.
And then I'll be folding them.
I'm folding them.
He's calling somebody in.
I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes one of the smartest things you can do is know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And that is, at this point,
especially with you, you're having a water leak issue, and that, like, causes damage. It really is a trickle-down effect.
It is.
And it's causing damage in other areas, so you don't want to mess around with it.
Oh, man. Do you guys just feel it? Come and think about this for a minute. You got something in your life. It's in one area, but it's leaking into all these other areas
causing
of your
more
life.
Damage.
And you're like, bro, I got this. And it's getting worse and it's getting worse. It's time to bring in an expert. See, here's what I have found. In my own life, sometimes I don't just need an expert for the fridge. I need an expert for the matters of my heart and of my life. And the expert that I have called in time and time again is Jesus. I have asked God to help me and said, God, you know, I got this. And then it's like, oh, I don't got it. And it's bleeding everywhere. I'm making a mess of so many different things. And you know what? God can come in and get right to the source of the problem, right at the heart of it. And you know what? God wants to do that for you. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what the leaky fridge is inside you, but I do know that God knows. And he can come in and diagnose and set things right. If you don't have a relationship with God, you might think it sounds a little weird, but you know what? It's time for you to try something new and ask God to come in and help you. We can start simple and say, God, look here. I know I have a problem. I can't get it fixed. Jesus, can you help me? That's a good first step in asking God for some help. You can even invite him to stick around. Stay. Fill me with your spirit. I want to have a relationship with you. And then you can talk to God about anything that's going on, whether it's a leaking fridge, which God and I have been talking about. He might say, well, that's weird. I know another guy whose fridge is leaking. Or something else.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
You know, sometimes, Nikki, you reach too far. You just reach too far. If you would have just gone two steps back, you would have been fine. But you had to go just a little bit farther. So you fake your nursing license and you tell everybody that you're a nurse. And you probably could have pulled that off, but oh no. You had to say that you had your PhD in nursing, right?
You went too far with what you thought would be a lie you could convince people with.
And there in your office, you went ahead and put up a trophy that was awarded to you by the Mayo Clinic for all of the great work that you had been doing.
They got aggressive with it.
They reached too far. That's what it is. Sometimes you've got to lay low in the middle of your lie.
Because then people start to question, you know, at the first signs of a crack. Mm-hmm. Of like, wait a minute, you can't get that. Or so, how did you get it?
Here we got Amy Pullman. She's 48, and she is now facing two counts of practicing as a healthcare professional without a license. She got herself a J-O-B in the healthcare profession there in the great state of Florida.
But she lied about all of her training.
And she has no training whatsoever as a nurse. She wasn't just lying about the PhD. She was lying about being a nurse. And they did some research, and that award she had it made at a local trophy shop.
Like, they're not questioning it. Someone should have spoken up.
She had it made.
Well, that shows initiative.
You know what it does?
It's hard to find a job.
It is hard to find a job. And, you know, all these people in the healthcare profession just making stuff up.
Listen, we give, I think, inconsistent signals, like, to people who are job hunting. Like, you got to fake it until you make it.
Yeah.
All these things to try to motivate someone to get that job that they're going for.
Hey, I've been flat out told to just lie on my resume.
Well, we've seen a lot of people lie on their resume.
You know what? If you don't lie, you just want to exaggerate
a lot of what your qualities really are.
Yeah. And so I will tell you, eventually you get found out.
Well, yeah, obviously.
It does happen. But
I would have gone to school for a little bit to where that would have helped. Like, I would have known enough to not been questioned as much. And then you got to lay low. You got to be quiet about it.
You know what, though? I'll tell you right now. And I mean, maybe not you, Nikki, but I think the average person, okay, maybe not the average, but if somebody got interested enough, I think if you binged a few seasons of Grey's Anatomy or whatever, you could fake your way through the initial parts. I mean, at some point, your knowledge is not going to work and somebody's going to just be like,
you didn't go anywhere.
You didn't. No, but I think you could fake your way through.
Maybe
you
just that's what need, she did.
Dude, whatever, like, what medical drama's hot right now? I don't know, but find out.
Is there something else that's medical drama that's on?
There's got to be, right? Or you know what? I'll tell you what. Maybe the real answer here is that I don't even know where the heck you could watch it, but you go old school and you find some reruns of, I don't know, something. And you watch that, and that way...
Does The Walking Dead count with body parts?
It could.
You could just learn some stuff.
It could.
But I probably would have gone to school, like I said, for a little bit, and then I just probably would have kept going and finished and really actually gotten the stuff.
Oh, well.
And this, you know, why even bother lying at that point? Just get it.
I guess, Nikki. I guess.
But for her, she did not.
No, so maybe we should,
Her pants are on fire. That's a problem.
You know what, though? My thing is reading this. I think you and I should make ourselves an award. Do you want an award?
Well, for her, it's different. She was practicing, like, in medicine and nursing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's people's lives that you could really affect. So she...
Hey, don't you minimize what happens in here.
Don't you minimize it. I feel like if we lied and got in trouble, I'd be like, fine, it's just you lied. There's a little bit more to it.
Well,
she could really get in trouble.
She is being held on $50,000 bail.
Yes, because, again, that's people. That's their health.
I guess that's more important.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot. On Radio
U. So, I don't know if you guys heard, but this Thursday night, The Riot's going to be live! That's happening at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
We're doing a special show in honor of our Riot anniversary, and it'll be on YouTube and YouTube Live and Facebook Live, which you can find out through Radio U. Riot, that's our pages.
And that's all to kick off what's going to happen on Friday, and that is Radio U Shirt Day. You want to wear your Radio U gear, snap a pic, and then tag us as you post it anywheres on their interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
So, who here is a big fan of Star Trek? Whoa! Both of Nikki's hands went
don't
up.
Don't put your hands up that fast, everybody. Put your hands on the wheel. Keep
Hang
them on,
on
there. My
Hang
hands
on.
Did not go up. I am not a fan of Star Trek.
Actually, Nikki put both of her hands up. She was like, whoa, and then both hands went up.
No way.
Something to see, honestly. So Star Trek is something that for a brief period of time felt like they really had their act together. I felt like the J.J. Abrams Star Trek reboot movies were pretty good.
Up until I think it feels like it fizzled for the one that came out during the past summer.
Yeah.
They didn't promote it a lot, didn't push it a lot, and then when it came out, it didn't do a lot.
It didn't. And you know what? It's not...
Not the best?
It's not.
Like, not the worst.
It's not the worst. It's just one of those things that after two movies that I enjoyed a great deal, even though Star Trek Into Darkness, there are things about it that I don't like, I still really liked it. But the third one is just one of those things where you go, which I think might be worse than it being terrible. You're just like,
you just don't care. Well, that led to CBS was supposed to be putting out for the longest time a new Star Trek TV show.
That was supposed to premiere in January of this year.
But they talked about it all last year.
They did. And they were like, it'll be out in January. They keep saying, we're going to give you your first hit for free, then you have to pay. So the whole idea is they're going to air the first episode on CBS.
On broadcast.
And then after that, you will have to pay for CBS All Access.
That's their streaming service.
Yes. So they've just announced that it looks like it'll probably be the fall.
It's never coming out.
They pushed it back to May, and now they're saying probably the fall.
I don't think it will ever come out.
I think it will.
It must be that bad.
They're filming it right now.
And there was talks that it's not even going to ever show on broadcast, that it's going to all go towards streaming.
Right. They've said they've now started to back down away from the, like, well, we'll show you the first episode on TV. So
wait, they're doing, like, what's the one that's on now? Was it The Good Wife?
Yes.
Okay, but it's spinoff?
It's something else.
Something
I don't know
else.
What it's called.
The Good Person, The Good Something. Thing, the Bad Person. It's on their streaming service only,
right.
Which is weird. A lot of people feel like there's certain shows that you still should have a nod towards the broadcast world, but to totally be just only on the streaming service for CBS is a risk.
So here's where I have two things here. I mean, they've announced that it's going to be in the fall, and in the middle of this announcement, they've done two things. Number one, I think they're being way too transparent about the fact that they're just excited that people will pay anything for Star Trek.
They will pay anything.
They have basically Les Moonves. He's the president of CBS. He has pretty much just come out and said, man, these people will pay for anything. It's perfect.
Kind of in that tone where you're like, wait a minute.
He thinks that this is going to be just a shocking success. They're going to make money, 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 and this is how they're going to do it. So there's that. That part just makes me go, I might like Star Trek, but I'm not giving you any money. Now let's see how that works out. You thought you were entitled to my money.
Sure.
I don't think I want to give any of it to you. But then to me, as a Star Trek fan, he made what many of you will not recognize as a very, very large mistake. But he said, and I quote Les Moonves, there are millions of Trekkies. Star Trek fans don't like to be called Trekkies.
People talking about Star Trek fans call them Trekkies.
So when you're addressing a room full of people and you use a word like Trekkies, it is kind of like communicating. You don't even know you're communicating it. You don't even know it. But subtly you've told them, I don't have a clue who any of you people are, but you definitely owe me your money.
Because I heard you'll spend your money.
Because there's millions of you and you're all going to pay us.
I feel like it's just not working.
See that, and that puts me in that weird position of, I would love for there to be a really good new Star Trek TV show. And now I want Les Moonves to fail.
What to do?
I don't know what to do.
You've got a lot to think about, but you have a lot of time.
Les Moonves is not my president, Nikki.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Oh, do you want to do the science experiment for the kids at the school? No.